From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some classic 70s jazz rock, also known as fusion, and we'll begin with a track from the debut album from the late English guitar great Alan Holdsworth. The album Velvet Darkness, released in 1976. By this point, Alan was already a well-known session musician, having worked with Ian Carr's Nucleus, the new Tony Williams Lifetime, and even the Soft Machine. He would go on to work with the likes of Jean-Luc Ponty, Gong, and UK. This album was recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's New Jersey studio and released by the CTI label back in 1976. But CTI released these sessions without Alan Holdsworth's knowledge or consent. A huge legal battle ensued as a result. Fortunately, though, the album has remained available for decades and has even been reissued on CD to boot. Alan Holdsworth in a quartet here with former New Tony Williams Lifetime bandmate Alan Pasqua on keyboards, Alfonso Johnson bass, and Narada Michael Walden on drums. This is the opening track, and this piece has a bit of a reggae feel to it. Good Clean Filth. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We began that set with Alan Holdsworth from 1976 and his debut album Velvet Darkness. We heard Good Clean Filth. From 1977, drummer Billy Cobham. And a track from his Columbia LP from that year, Magic, with Peter Maunu guitar, Joachim Kuhn keyboards, and Randy Jackson on bass. Also the opening track, On a Magic Carpet Ride. And lastly, from 1978, the English fusion band Brand X, and a track from their album Masks, spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E-S. This was the first album to not include drummer Phil Collins. He would later return to participate in the band's final three albums, Product, Do They Hurt, and Is There Anything About. But at the time, Brand X was John Goodsell, guitar, Pete Robinson, keyboards, Percy Jones, bass, Chuck Berge, drums, and Morris Pert, percussion. We listened to Access to Data. We'll continue on in a jazz rock fusion vein and turn to some more contemporary examples of the genre. And we'll listen to a couple of longer tracks, giving the musicians a chance to really stretch out. We'll begin with a track from the 2016 release by Indonesian guitarist Dewa Bujana, the album Zentuary, on which he's joined by several fusion icons, including Tony Levin on bass, Gary Husband on drums, and on this track, Jack DeJohnette, not featured on drums, but rather on piano. And it's a tribute to Mr. DeJohnette, Uncle Jack. Thank you. We began that set with Indonesian guitarist Dewa Bujana, Uncle Jack, featuring Jack DeJohnette on piano. Look for that on Dewa's 2-CD set from 2016, Zentuary. And lastly, from 2019, a quintet featuring five American musicians, guitarists Henry Kaiser and Anthony Pirog, violinist Tracy Silverman, bassist Andy West, and drummer Jeff Sipe. Their album together is titled Five Times Surprise. We heard the track Haboob, which is a very intense sandstorm or dust storm found most frequently in the deserts of the Middle East and North Africa. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, presenting a wide range of modern jazz, everything from free improvisation to jazz rock fusion. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with Jazz Progressions, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website contains much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Jazz Progressions program number 1914. For our final set of the hour, we'll listen to music featuring the late organist Larry Young, also known as Khalid Yassin. Larry participated in a wide variety of free jazz, experimental, and fusion recordings in the 60s and 70s. We'll hear a pair of tracks from the year 1969. We'll begin with a track from one of Larry's own releases as a leader, the album Mothership, with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Herbert Morgan, no relation, on tenor sax, and Eddie Gladden on bass. It's the title track, Mothership.
Thank you.
Two tracks featuring the organ artistry of Larry Young from the year 1969. We began with the title track from Larry's album Mothership with Lee Morgan, Herbert Morgan, and Eddie Gladden, respectively. That album issued on Blue Note Records that year. And lastly, a track from the Tony Williams Lifetime. Earlier in the hour, I made reference to the new Tony Williams Lifetime. That was the second incarnation of drummer Tony Williams' jazz rock fusion band from the mid-70s, featuring Alan Holdsworth, Alan Pasqua, and Tony Newton. The original Lifetime went through several personnel changes in the late 60s and early 70s, including at one point Jack Bruce on bass. But the original lineup that was Lifetime in 1969 was a trio: Tony Williams on drums, Larry Young on organ, and English guitar icon John McLaughlin, from their album Emergency, reissued on CD thanks to the British Esoteric, or as they pronounce it, Esoteric label, that label issuing many classic prog and fusion albums in recent years for a new generation to enjoy. At any rate, we heard Vashkar from the Tony Williams Lifetime album Emergency, featuring Larry Young. In addition to working with the likes of Tony Williams and John McLaughlin, another icon with whom Larry Young collaborated was Carlos Santana. In fact, he was the organist on the 1973 epic Love, Devotion, Surrender, featuring Carlos Santana and John McLaughlin. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And the website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.